Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This college football predictions edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $500 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. PicksWise is the number one home of free sports betting picks. Visit PicksWise.com to make your next bet better. We're also brought to you by Odds Crowd. Are you the best football bettor in the United States? Odds Crowd challenges you to prove it with their free-to-play fantasy betting contest. Over 30,000 up for grabs over the season. Go to oddscrowd.com to sign up. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app. SGPN is giving you a chance to win $100,000 NFL week one exclusively on the SGPN app.
This is Mike Leach, head football coach at Mississippi State, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Dog.
Oh, well, first of all, Thunder and Lightning, AKA the good looking side of the table, is back. If you're wondering, I am Thunder. Colby is Lightning. Sean, if you please bring him on so we can talk to him.
Joining us as always, when we talk college football, Colby Dant, AKA the Dantabase. What's happening, Dantabase?
4-3 and 7 week zero games. Look, NC Nick might have just really killed it. Yeah, 6-1.
The better Dant, right?
Yeah, he had a strong first week. A lot of bullshit games happening. You know what I mean? Like Nebraska completely outgains Illinois and just somehow finds a way to do what they've been doing the past couple of years and lose that game.
That's my bad, guys. I told you Brett Bielema was from the Joe Judge coaching tree, and I didn't listen. I didn't realize the culture would be there from day one.
Did he coach special teams?
Even when the backup quarterback came in,
he was better. What do you mean? That was a blessing in disguise.
He's real. I mean, I know. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, the point being, Illinois shouldn't have won that game. Illinois won that game. Scott Frost is a dumpster fire.
The special teams coach should be fired already.
Scott Frost is on the hot seat. We're going to get into that hardcore in the next episode. We're taping two today. Two-a-days are back, but this is going to be a season long college football predictions. In case you're just hopping in, you didn't get a chance to catch one of the 130 plus episodes that Colby put out on the college football experience. We're going to go through who we got winning the different conferences, our college football playoff predictions, which we have not given out, national championship, Heisman Trophy winner. It's all happening today.
So hyped
for college football. Week zero felt like a little mini exhibition, but we're back. Week one is here. College football division, college football conference odds. They're there. Win totals to make the playoffs, miss the playoffs. They got it all over at WynnBET. Head over to WynnBET.com or download the Win Betting app. Let's fucking go. And we will be live in the WynnBET studio, the Blue Wire WynnBET studio for our what will be week three college football picks show. We'll be broadcast
two.
Yeah.
Zero.
I mean, the week zero throws me off.
Yeah. I got you. You're good. You're good, man. All just right. Enjoy the games, man.
Kramer, feel free to finish the read.
No, no, Cole. I'm laughing at how serious Colby got when you missed. He got the.
Well, week, I don't want people to think if you look at week three,
it's the NFL week one. So you're right. College football week two. I was doing the week zero math. You don't have to do any math. Just download the Win Betting app. Get that $500 risk free bet in. Let's fucking go.
No, I wasn't laughing at you, Sean. I was I mean, the last time I saw Colby this serious was when you spoke poorly of Sister Jean. So I just had to I had to laugh a little bit at that.
That was the best.
And we'll be going through all the week one picks on the week one picks podcast. So stay tuned for that one. But before we get to the conference winners, it's time for this week's installment of Real Men of Degen. Brought to you by propswap.com. Head over to propswap.com. Use our promo code SGP again. $500 in PropSwap credit over there. Buy and sell sports bets.
SGPN presents Real Men of Degens.
Real Men of Degens.
We salute you.
Jamie Hoff in the Slack channel. Jamie. Ooh. Decided to risk it all. He has three kids and he likes to take them to the Baltimore Aquarium. But however, he likes to spice things up for his kids. Quote, this year, I made the decision for my family to side with Colby Dance Lock and choose the Cornhuskers at -7 as our annual aquarium play. My children have listened to multiple unedited podcasts featuring Colby and fully back this decision. My 6-year-old is incredibly enthusiastic about sea life and would not trust a bet of this magnitude to an expert who previewed any less than 120 teams this off season. Go Cornhuskers. Well, Jamie, unfortunately didn't work out for you. We were all on the Huskers there, but hopefully your kids enjoyed the sweat. There was a moment there where it felt like the Huskers should have pulled it out.
They won the yardage battle.
They won the yardage battle.
Severely.
Explain that to the 6-year-old when he's not getting to the aquarium. But hey, reach out. We'll happily hook the kids up with some gear. Maybe we can figure out a way to get them to the aquarium.
Maybe they can coach special teams better at Nebraska.
Wow. Wow. Oh, maybe they could. I think the bar is pretty low.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's just awesome.
Remember when Colby liked Scott Frost as a coach? Still there. I see it. Still the twinkle is still in your heart. Just like Sean and Carson Wentz.
He's gonna do fine at Duke.
Already got him moving over to Duke. All right, let's get to it, Kramer. Let's talk. Let's talk conferences.
I mean, do you want to? Let's just to appease Colby and the couple fans that want to hear about the Group of Five. AAC, Colby, who is your conference winner?
I mean, you do we not? The East Carolina Pirates are primed and ready for this.
We don't all like Cincy,
right? No, we're taking Cincinnati.
Yeah,
but East Carolina is going to beat Cincinnati last game of the year in Greenville.
But Colby, wouldn't that be? I know you're rooting for East Carolina, but wouldn't that? I mean, Cincinnati needs to win that game if we're ever going to truly disrupt the college football playoff. Don't you want Cincinnati to do that?
I'm reluctant to believe that even if they go undefeated, they'll be in.
Wait, now you're just taking your toys and going home?
No. I'm rooting for East Carolina. I'm saying they're never going to do this until we expand, and Texas ruined that expansion. So at this point, you just root for East Carolina. You know, they're not going to put in a Group of Five. I don't care if they're preseason top 10.
Brian, what are the odds?
I'm looking at the odds. Cincy's -250, UCF +400, Houston +1200, Memphis +1400, Tulsa 16-1, SMU 25-1, Tulane 50-1. I'm not going to go any further. Navy 150-1. You know, some good ECU 80-1. Colby, stop wasting our listeners' time.
Holton Allers, baby.
Can I say that I wouldn't play UCF? Maybe that's the garbage play here. Don't get caught up with that being your dog. Go for something steeper like Houston at 12-1.
Well, Houston has a great schedule because they avoid Cincy and UCF.
But Cincy's the answer to this question. Cincy -250.
Yeah. No, I mean the fact that it's Cincy is only -250. That feels like a steal. I mean, again, this team is what top. What are they ranked right now? Eighth in the country?
I mean, that's the problem, right? You worry that they do
they're,
that.
They're overhyped. Yeah. They're buying in, but I feel like they even last year they got decent amount of hype and it didn't seem to didn't seem to get in their heads that much. I mean, they're still going to win the AAC.
Are we nervous that we're backing a team that ducked Tulsa the final game of the season?
No, I'm not worried about
that. I don't like football teams that are like that.
We're throwing out. Look, you like the coach, Colby. You're just finding a reason. So for that reason, I like it even more. Minus.
Don't overthink it. Cincy minus 250.
All right, let's head over to Conference USA. Pulling up the odds right now.
America.
We got Marshall, UAB, and UTSA all at 3-1. Notice that UTSA heavy representation in the Phil Steele all conference teams.
They have a great schedule too.
And then we have Western Kentucky 850, FAU at 12-1, Rice at 14-1, Southern Miss, Middle Tennessee State, North Texas, Old Dominion, Charlotte, and Louisiana Tech all 25-1.
Take a flyer on Louisiana Tech 25-1, guys. Do that. Do that.
Is that what we're doing?
Well, I'm just saying the value. It makes a lot of sense. They're a lot better than what that value is there. I'm gonna go UAB though. I think Bill Clark.
You said Western. Yeah. Wait, what's UAB's price?
I think plus 300.
UAB is one of the favorites at plus 300.
Yeah, I mean UAB. I think they're returning a bunch of guys as well. They're probably the team to beat, although. Colby at plus 850 Western Kentucky, the Hilltoppers, they have a legit pass rush. I know there's some questions on the offensive side, but is it crazy to sprinkle a little on Western Kentucky?
I find them to be one of the more complete mysteries in college football. They're bringing in
a mystery plus 850. Count me in. Let's go.
They're bringing in the offensive coordinator of Houston Baptist who had Bailey Zappi, their quarterback who threw like 50 touchdowns and like 5,000 yards, and they're bringing in the three receivers with them. But also, you got to know that your defense is going to get worse with that offense.
Here's the thing: you guys can hop on your Western Kentucky bullshit.
They have a pass rush. I think it's enough. You can throw the ball and you can rush the passer. That's how you win this.
Meanwhile,
conference.
I'm going to agree with my man Phil Steele. 20 returning starters, like Florida Atlantic, to be in that championship game. Ooh. So at plus 1200,
going with Willie Taggart.
He's ahead of schedule here.
I like, dude. They're one of the most talented teams.
Prime Willie Taggart level of
Fade Marshall though. He can succeed.
Yeah. So Colby's on UAB. I'm on UAB and Western Kentucky. Kramer just FAU.
I would throw UAB.
I'm going to throw in a La Tech. What was that? Oh, yeah, plus 25-1.
Yeah.
I would throw in UAB.
That's a big dog.
I think UAB and FAU and are playing for the championship. So I would, you know, you could play it both ways. Plus we like backing a team that wants to rep a fucking dinosaur as their mascot.
Yeah, the bearded dragon. And I was down in Costa Rica the past week. You probably didn't know, the listeners, because the content train didn't even take a stop. We pre-taped a bunch of stuff, still cranking out the content. We went to in Costa Rica. They have a place called Croc Bridge, and it's just basically this bridge.
Bunch of dudes with Tommy Bahama shirts and Crocs
although they do sell Crocs there at the gift store.
That's very meta.
And it's just like a gift. It's just like a gift stand where some guy has a bunch of Croc teeth and he's trying to get you to wear the Croc teeth. It's this basically a highway overpass. It's a bridge and all these gigantic ass Crocs hang out under there. And the locals just keep throwing dead chickens there so that they just always live there. And these crocodiles get amazing. And we're just looking at them. And this one, I don't know what happened, but one croc bumped this other croc and he jumped out of the air. He was like 9-10 feet long with mouth open going through the air. It was insane.
Are you sure it's only chickens? Because that seems like a great way to dispose of body.
Oh yeah. If you killed someone, you just throw them over that bridge.
You gotta think of it. Everyone's seen the videos of the great whites breaching. Yeah. And okay, that makes sense.
I've never seen a giant crocodile, but these
crocs are also all muscle. I've watched the little ones fascinated by reptile species. So we've watched a lot of croc. And watching crocs battle other mammals like jaguars and stuff, they can. Anyway,
have you showed her?
They're like break dancers. They're like really sturdy, strong break dancers with a bite.
You showed her Crocodile Dundee 1, 2, and 3 yet?
I feel like we've watched clips from Crocodile Dundee 1, but we haven't.
Check out the Tarkalos Bridge. Just Google it. There's some awesome croc photos.
All right, where are we at? Mac?
Let's go.
All right, good old Mac. Toledo plus 210, Ball State plus 450, Ohio plus 550 with Buffalo, Western Michigan plus 750, Kent State 950, Central Michigan 14-1, Miami of Ohio 18-1, Eastern Michigan 40-1, and then we have Northern Illinois, Akron, and Bowling Green. arguably three of the worst teams in the country, all 250-1. Colby, is Akron and Bowling Green, are they potentially in the conversation for auto fade?
Bowling Green, 100%.
Bowling Green, yeah.
Akron probably too, down. But I think they're going to get be a little bit better.
All right, so we'll yeah. jot down in the. By the way, Sean, I don't know if you saw this while you were vacationing, but my college football notes did make social media showing people what we have in the thou shall category. includes things like fade New Mexico State. So yeah, stay tuned.
We learned that.
So we're going to put a fade Bowling Green in this on this list, and then Sean, who do you like? Or should we let Colby go first?
No, Colby can go first. So I've kind of identified a potential dog, Kent State.
Yes.
Talk me out of Kent State, Colby.
Best quarterback in the conference?
Yes, Dustin Crum.
Remember? I think they just have a very high ceiling offense wise. And what was the price for Kent State, Kramer?
Kent State, $950. And if you want to talk about a conference, maybe the most distributed odds of any conference in the country in terms of how many teams have a legitimate shot to win. I mean, to me, I think Ball State's a fun story. They have a fun opening week.
Well, they won it last year, and they return almost everybody.
They're one of the favorites. They have a lot of super seniors. Like yep. they're one of the top super
Mike
senior teams.
Doing a great job there
in the country. Yeah. And then you know who knows? They could be rolling off a potential upset.
Yeah.
Can they beat Penn State? Absolutely.
I don't know about that, but
absolutely. Yeah. I was going to come in here with the incredible hot take of give me Kent State and give me Ball State to be playing in the conference championship. And so for that reason, sprinkle both of them.
I love the Kent State play. I mean, first off, they're out of conference slate. It's ridiculous. They get like A&M and another, but this coach, Sean Lewis is I think he's going to be the head coach of Syracuse this time next year.
And Terrell Furman saying Kent State money line plus 2200
to beat A&M week one.
Okay, let's relax a little bit.
Oh, but I'll take him at 9-1 to win the MAC. Colby, what's your official play here for the MAC?
I'm gonna ride Kent State too. It's the most value. I mean, I think it's gonna be Toledo and Kent State.
How'd I copy him there, Ryan?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh? I mean, you guys were talking before the show. I did not
talk about Kent State.
I can't verify all of this, but yeah, I mean. Like I said, Sean, I'm with you. Make it three people on Kent State.
Kent State tripling it up on Kent State. What could go wrong?
And then I also do think you got to play a little. Ball State price isn't right.
I agree. I do like the value in Ball State. I think Ball State and Toledo came down to a field goal win last year for Ball State. It's gonna be back and forth. I could totally see Ball State winning that again. So that there's better value in Ball State than Toledo.
All right,
Kramer.
Mountain what?
Before we go on.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's why
you see. You see, I got a book in my hands. You see a physical book. All right, let me put this down.
Want to shout out PicksWise.com, number one home of free sports betting, picks, props, and parlays, helmed by a team of trend watching, data devouring sports fanatics, giving you the who, how, and why behind every prediction for every game, every day, and every sport, all for free. Head over to PicksWise.com to make your next bet better. PicksWise backs responsible gambling. You or someone you know wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Again, PicksWise.com. It's more free picks. That's what you want. Kramer, let's talk about Paramount Plus and the beautiful game.
Sean, the summer of soccer continues on Paramount Plus. Stream over 2,000 soccer matches a year from around the world. That's all the heart-pounding drama from CBS Sports, including UEFA Champions League, Europa League, Italy's Serie A, Argentina's Primera División, the Brasileiro, NWSL, the Asian Football Confederation, and the CONCACAF qualifiers, which features the stars from the U.S. and Mexican men's national teams, plus much more. It's the best of the beautiful game with all the beautiful names like Messi, Mbappe, Ronaldo, Rapinoe, and Pulisic. Be part of the excitement as champions are crowned and history is made. The world's game lives here on Paramount Plus.
Only soccer could get away with beautiful names. Like, I'd be like, you know.
It is known as the beautiful game, Colby.
I know, but the beautiful names.
Reggie White, beautiful name.
I think it's one of those. Yeah.
Well, Jalen Hurts, beautiful name.
I do agree.
All right, Kramer, let's talk Mountain West.
Shout out to all the people that responded to my picture of Devontae Smith and Jalen Hurts. Just all sorts of slanderous comments about what sport they were playing. Mountain West.
Rents due every day, Ryan. He's not missing a payment. Yeah. Daniel Jones, pocket presence.
My quarterback owns, doesn't rent. Boise State plus 115, Nevada plus 400, Wyoming plus 800 with San Jose State, Fresno State, San Diego State 11-1, Air Force 20-1, Hawaii 25-1, Colorado State 80-1, Utah State 100-1, New Mexico 150-1, and UNLV just trash city 250-1. I think you start with Boise State here, but I think you'd be silly to overlook San Jose State.
100%.
And I, you know, our gals again too, they always pop their head up. They do let us down. So I'm going to keep them off the card, but I think San Jose State at 8-1, it struck me as an odd number. Right? What's not to like there?
Colby, what about, I think Boise State, it's hard not to see them winning this. However, if there was a surprise team, what about Air Force? Colby, what about Air Force?
I mean, the triple option gives teams fits. They could,
I'm just looking at 2020 was clearly just a season from hell for Air Force. But if they can get back to that 2019 form, I think them at 20-1 is kind of interesting.
Yeah. Anytime they've been the kryptonite to Boise over the past, 15 years. But I'll say San Jose State, they avoid playing Boise. So there's a good chance Boise would have to win the Mountain West Championship at San Jose State. And I just think they brought back 20 starters. They have two physical running backs. Nick Starkel's in his 35th year of college. So when you have that, it's a pretty good nucleus to repeat. They went undefeated in the Mountain West last year.
I mean, again, you can argue San Jose State has the best quarterback in the conference. I mean, I think most people would argue that Nevada has a better quarterback, but I think again,
don't sleep on Bachmeyer for Boise.
But when you're taking a dog that happens to have a solid defense and the best quarterback, maybe the best quarterback, again, 8-1. Delicious price, Colby.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Good looking side of the table.
Did you listen to the College Experience? Because that was one of my locks.
Oh, of course.
You know,
I listen to every single episode.
So I'm going Boise State as the lock, but Air Force at 21 is tempting. Are you guys also including Boise State, or are you just going San Jose State?
I'll do Boise San Jose mix because I think that's going to be the Mountain West Championship.
Yeah, that would be. You know what? Let's be fun. Let's throw a complete wild card. I'll give me San Jose State and Wyoming.
Wyoming could, dude, both 8-1.
Just because
they return the most production in all of college football.
I think it's easy to pencil Boise State in like we typically do, and maybe someone knocks them off their chair.
Bachmeyer's legit though,
and they have Jack Sears.
Bachmeyer's such a great name. All right, former Sun Belt specialist myself. Current Sun Belt specialist. We don't have a replacement yet. Louisiana is sitting at even money. Coastal plus 200. App State plus 400. Troy 25-1. Georgia State, Arkansas State 40-1. Georgia Southern 50-1. And then we got Texas State 100-1. South Alabama 150-1 with ULM. Louisiana is the obvious choice.
Yeah, especially because that side of the division, there's two divisions. That side of the division's where you have all the shitty teams. So they have like a cakewalk to the,
They also get to play they get a tune-up game against Texas. That should be pretty
easy. Always helps.
That's a nice warm-up game. Basically an FCS matchup with Sark coaching.
I think there's no value. I mean, like, I guess Louisiana, I think is definitely going to be in. You can make the case Coastal, at plus 200 returning a bunch, but they got to go up to, win.
At plus 400, I'm going App State.
That could be the case. I think Georgia State returning 21 starters.
I was going to say, we got to take a look at Georgia State because it's 40-1.
See, my only problem is they gave him a death blow. Like the
schedule is tough, right?
No. The Sun Belt gave them, look at this 3-game stretch. You never hear of like in conference, 3 straight away games at Georgia Southern, at Louisiana, at Coastal Carolina. Those are like the 3 best teams in the. So I think your play is actually to take Georgia Southern. The value, what's that? Plus 5,000.
Ooh, 50-1. You think the triple? You're coming in heavy and hot on the triple option teams.
Well, look, last year they played at Louisiana. Louisiana, they actually were winning majority of that game. Louisiana made a 55-yard field goal to win that thing. Now Louisiana's got to come to Paulson Stadium. You look at their other series of games, Coastal Carolina. They got to come all the way to Paulson Stadium in Statesboro, Georgia. I like their schedule. They have to win at App State, but they did that 2 years ago. The triple option always gives teams fits. I think for value, that makes the most sense.
Because of the schedule. Because Georgia State could be the best team in the conference.
Coming back to App State, though, I mean, they seem like a team that's just consistently.
They are.
won at least 9 games in every season since 2015. Don't you appreciate that consistency, Colby?
I do.
I feel like you're always an App State guy, and it's scaring me that you're not buying into my App State bait.
Well, they play East Carolina on Thursday, Sean, and I can't. You're asking me to root for App State this week. That's just not going to happen. But I'll say this. Yes, they've had 3 coaches in essentially 3 years. I think that takes a toll on a program. They brought in Chase Bryce, who was a Duke transfer, wasn't very good at Duke. I have concerns at the quarterback spot. Everywhere else, I like what I see, but the coach has got to
buy into
me.
The program.
Yeah,
there but you go. even through those coaching changes, 9 games every year.
Yeah, well, last year they was the first year for Sean Clark. They took a step down. Now, yes, they still played really good. They were in all those games they lost. That could be adjusted. That could be COVID. You chalk it up to whatever. East Carolina beats them Thursday, though, Sean. Thanks for asking.
What are you getting that money line at, Colby?
Dude, they're 10.5 dog or 10.5 point dogs. Telling you right now, you hear it on the other show.
Louisiana at even money, I think, is I'm playing. But if you want a long shot, I'm going to stick with my guns with Georgia State. And I also think, Louisiana win. Give me Louisiana.
App State also fits my second year head coach thing with Sean Clark. They were 9-3 last year. And then even 13-1, 11-2, 9-4, 10-3, 11-2. Like they just, I don't know. I'm Louisiana at that price isn't interesting to me. I'm just going to go App State plus 400.
All right. Louisiana and Georgia State, please. Georgia State 40-1. I do think it's hard to see Louisiana not winning this. I think they're going to shock people and be like a ranked team after they beat Texas and they run off. What's the number?
No, they're already ranked.
What's the number
they're
in
preseason
that?
Preseason ranked.
What's the number in that?
They're getting, I think, 8.5.
Oh, that number keeps dropping. I think, wasn't it 2 touchdowns preseason?
It was like 11 or 12. Yeah.
Maybe the take's getting too hot. Maybe we got to run for cover there, Sean.
Talk ACC. What do you got, Kramer?
I'm pulling up the odds.
Is it just that simple to just bet Clemson? Yeah. Yes. How do you? I guess you don't even overthink it, and you look to books like
-900
that have options where you can parlay some of these conference winners. But yeah, I mean, at -900, I guess I'm betting it. Colby, make a case for a dog. To me, maybe it's UNC because I do like Sam Howell, and maybe
this is
that transcendent season for him. But
you play this game. Which one of these teams will be in the conference championship against Clemson, and will they be a 10-1 underdog in that game?
I think your play is NC State.
50-1.
Wolfpack. If they get Clemson in Raleigh, where they've actually played them close a couple times in the past decade.
So you're saying they're in the championship game.
Well, I think your best route is like when Alabama missed it that one year. You have a 2-game lead if you beat them, essentially. So you can even afford to lose one because you have the tiebreaker over them. So I think your value play is getting NC State
because they get the home game.
Yeah.
So then do you also, in that theory, then would you also not want to then play the other side because they wouldn't be playing Clemson? So you're projecting Clemson not even making it to the championship game, which means who do you like on the other side?
Well, I think Clemson's going to go, but -900. Why would anyone play that? Just in case, right?
No, it's like it's better than the 3% that some of these shops will sell you.
And Clemson's known to like drop a game occasionally in the regular season. You know what I mean? Like they normally will lose one. So I think you go NC State +5,000,
50-1.
Yeah, 50-1, and then you take one in the coastal hashtag that you think. Only. You know, if it's North Carolina, it's North Carolina. I'll say this: if NC State gets to that game, anyone in the coastal has a shot. And
is
a
it
decent
Narduzzi?
Shot.
Or do we don't like laying points with Narduzzi? And if they start winning games, yeah, I don't know how. I think you completely sell Miami. I don't see the hype there. I think King, there's no way he's going to be healthy. He tore his ACL way too late in the season. North Carolina, I guess, is the choice. So do you really play both North Carolina schools?
Yeah, potentially that, but I'm going to go NC State and Virginia. Okay. I think Virginia's flying under the radar.
I'll do that. I'll do that North Carolina double up. Give me NC State and UNC. UNC at 10-1.
Gross choice here, but
we'll be throwing UVA in at 100-1.
I like it. I like it, man. I think the last time we had a coastal division, they won it. So
Kramer, what are you locking in here?
And you know, just to, cause yeah, I mean, you Jesus, I mean, I think it's Clemson, but I like Colby's angle with taking NC State. I agree with the angle. Like NC State could be the team that, especially from a win total perspective, like I think they're being slept on a little bit, and it's a fun way to play them. If you like them to have a good season, they probably that good season may include them upsetting Clemson.
Yeah, my lock from the ACC and Colby's lock as well was over 6.5, and I don't know if that's currently still there, but that seems like easy money.
Yeah, yeah, even at 7, I like it. If it went to 7, I'm not sure that it did, but they're going to be really good. They have like legit NFL players on NC State. So,
yeah, I mean, I still think you sprinkle Pittsburgh at 62. I think they have some.
I like that too. The Coastal's chaos, though.
I mean, yeah, but that's why. Like, if you're able to, again, if Pittsburgh's in the representing the conference in the championship game, they're not going to be 60-1 in that game. But
that's why I took Virginia as 100-1.
What do you call those bets, Sean? Horse bets.
Bowser calls them horse race bets.
Race bets. Maybe a horse race bet or two on Pittsburgh and NC State. All right. Next up, we got more major. We're off the minor. We're on the major conferences. Big 12.
Big leagues.
Unfortunately, the major conferences.
This ain't going to be a major conference for much longer, guys.
The Alliance.
We'll see what you say.
Even the Alliance.
Oh, is the San Diego Fleet going to come back and represent the Alliance?
I think we could get San.
First off, that's the worst name. Well, when there's already, I get it, the Alliance of American Football. John, we liked it more than the general public, but.
If you may.
Why would you use that?
Remember they let those quarterback get blasted?
That was pretty fun.
As the days of our league, please. Because it seems to have spread into college football. This is a systemic issue we're dealing with.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our league.
Holy Toledo, Sean.
We'll show you, SEC. We're going to start our own league, and you're not invited.
Just when I thought they were going to get voted off the island, they've come to an agreement, and there will be an alliance amongst all the other Power Five
dangerous
conferences.
Dangerous truce. Will there be any backstabbing?
The Big Ten and the ACC have never gotten along before. I don't know if I buy that the ACC is all in on this one.
Handshake deal. They mean everything.
I can't imagine Clemson's. Clemson can't be in on this.
The handshake deal is hilarious because they're not honoring their written signed contracts. They're doing everything they can get out of them. But the handshake deal.
Remember that handshake. All right. Remember that handshake. We're doing USC Michigan, guys.
Oh my God. Anyway, these major conferences, the odds, not the most fun. Oklahoma. Sorry. Back to the real world outside of the college football landscape right now. They've completely destroyed the playoff. So thank you for that, assholes.
Texas is the worst piece of shit on the planet.
It's all Texas, right?
They're the driving force behind this.
Texas.
They've always been that woman that's like, oh, no matter what you do, she's gonna complain.
I'm gonna do a deep dive to figure out what Kanye's involvement in the Texas football program is that he's continuing to ruin
everything.
My life. Oklahoma is -170. Iowa State +250. Texas and Oklahoma State and TCU 12-1. West Virginia 25-1. Kansas State and Baylor are 50-1. Texas Tech 100-1. And Kansas, 250-1. Not a good look.
I think we're moving that win total. I've seen some other networks out there hopping on our Kansas over one.
Oh, well, I'm on the under, so they're hopping on the wrong side.
Oklahoma, I was speaking of Colby at -170. This is right up there with Cincinnati, and maybe even you just parlay Oklahoma and Cincinnati.
Yeah, and then the other value play would be taking West Virginia, right? West Virginia. I mean, look, there's a shot. I think there's a decent shot. What? Iowa State's not playing in that. I'm saying for the you're taking Oklahoma to win, but I'm saying my other pick would be West Virginia +2,500. Yeah, give me that all day.
I mean, don't you just take Kansas State if you want a crazy play?
I mean, all those teams have a shot. Why don't you take my Jayhawks?
I'm not taking your Jayhawks. I'll take the other team in Kansas if I really want to go bargain shopping. That would be where I go. To me, though, if you like the narrative game. TCU and Oklahoma State. I feel like if you grab both of those teams at 12-1, you're getting one of the teams playing in the conference championship. And from a narrative perspective, is there going to be a team with a bigger chip on their program's back than Oklahoma State right now? They're honestly the team being fucked the hardest here. And then as far as just a team that you like to overperform is TCU. So That would be my angle if I was looking to play something other than Oklahoma. I just think it's such a hard, like, this Oklahoma team, I think, is a legit national championship contender.
Yeah, TCU is my dark horse in the Big 12. What is what's the current price, Kramer?
TCU and Oklahoma State are 12-1.
Yeah, I'm going TCU.
I don't know if there's room on the card for three teams, but I'm going to say Oklahoma is my mega play. But I would sprinkle TCU and Oklahoma State. I like the angle of, like, I like Gundy with a chip on his shoulder and a chip on the program shoulder. Like, so they're going to let him go full tilt Gundy this year. So I kind of like that. I don't know. Could you see them ruining Oklahoma season this year?
Potentially. I mean, yeah, I could do that. I mean, but anyway, yeah, Oklahoma would still find a way in if they won the Big 12 championship though.
Yeah, of course. This year.
Oh yeah. Time to talk about Manscaped. Oh, the Lawnmower 4.0. Are you kidding me? These guys are, they're like iPhone, just coming out with new, better versions. But unlike the iPhone, you got to upgrade when you got the Lawnmower 4.0. Now they're suggesting the host to talk about a time when he's hurt his balls while trimming below the waist. Happy to share, Manscaped company man here. You ever get those safety scissors? Try to do some work downstairs. It is not a good idea. When you're going downstairs, you got to use the right tools. You're not hedging your lawn, Ryan. If you're trimming your bushes, you're getting those nice big shears. Yeah. You're not out there with some safety scissors. And the same applies to below the waist grooming. If you're like me, Manscaped, it gets it done. And they got the crop preserver, ball deodorant. Again, look sharp, feel sharp, bet sharp, especially in the bedroom. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code SGP at manscaped.com. 20% off and free shipping with the code SGP at manscaped.com.
All right. And by the way, for those wondering, Sean did have the nickname at one point in his life, Wally Mitts. So
yes,
it wasn't to compliment his dexterity.
I've been clumsy at times, or maybe have a couple cocktails. You're going to want the grooming light and safety guard.
Wait, the Dungeon Master is back. He just made a dexterity reference.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Sorry if I have a fifth grade vocabulary, Colby.
Don't take my clagger. I fucked it up.
Yeah. I am enjoying
it.
My cloak dagger.
My dexterity rating is definitely higher than Sean's. Big 10, baby. Ohio State -220. Wisconsin +600. Penn State +900. Iowa +900. Indiana 20-1. Michigan 25-1. Minnesota 30-1. Nebraska, oof, lower than this now, 40-1. Northwestern 50-1. Michigan State, Purdue, Maryland 100-1, Illinois, and Rutgers 250-1. No respect for Shiano. Do we put $2 on that just in case? I mean, I'm less confident about Ohio State.
Anyone should be. I mean, their pass defense was one of the worst in the nation last year. They're breaking in a new quarterback has never thrown a pass that we haven't seen. I mean, that hasn't happened in a long time at Ohio State.
Entire room hasn't thrown a pass, right? Like,
but
that's,
they're
novelty.
So talented, man. They have like five wide receivers that are going to be first round draft picks.
I'm looking at my Big Ten predictions. I did have Nebraska over 6.
No good.
That can still happen.
It can still happen. That's a wake up call, right?
They play Fordham this week. You know what I mean?
It's a wake up call. It's a bounce back spot.
They still severely outgained Illinois. Like, you're supposed to win that game.
I'm not touching Ohio State. Just give me Wisconsin. Hope for the best at 7-1.
Not taking Penn State.
No.
Really? It's rare for you to not be a homer. What's up with that?
No, I've dabbled. I just think I don't know. I think Wisconsin, well-rounded team, getting back to some of the fundamentals. They're my pick for the dog.
This guy keeps writing on my side of the fucking thing,
and I'm adjusting it.
Yeah. look. I mean, Ohio State's the easy play here because they've won it almost every year. But there's no value in it. So give me Penn State in the East, and my dog is the Minnesota Golden Gophers.
What are they at?
Tanner Morgan. I mean, they have
Muhammad Ibrahim, right? They're great running back. Yes, they're at +3,000. I think they're like on both offense and defensive lines, this is the best team flex ever had.
And we like rowing the boat, right?
It is a fun catch for us.
And are we in on Michigan at all at 25-1?
No. Patty C is trying to sell me that bucket though.
Does anyone think that anyone else can win the East? Like
Penn State. They're the only other team that to me, talent wise is on that level.
Yeah. It's tough because I'm kind of out on Indiana. Yeah. I mean, look, I would, if you're asking for a long shot, I would say I would agree with you guys. Minnesota.
Rutgers.
I mean, again,
everyone buys into Shiano.
Well, you play Penn State much like you play NC State, because if Penn State just a couple of years ago won the Big Ten, what it was that 2018, I think it was, won the Big Ten because they beat Ohio State. Then they had the tiebreaker. So therefore, when Penn State lost to, I think, Michigan, they still went to the Big Ten championship. So you play Penn State because they actually play Ohio State very well, even in their losses. I feel like they play them really well. So
this is Wisconsin's road games at Illinois, at Purdue, at Rutgers, at Minnesota to close the season.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wisconsin.
Let's go.
They don't play well away from home.
They get a neutral site Notre Dame game too.
You're right. In Chicago.
Yeah. They'll be all right.
Let's take the 6-1. Right. And then we can row the boat 30-1.
Wisconsin.
I'm going to copy Colby again.
What do you mean?
I said I'm gonna copy Colby.
No, I was all right.
I'm gonna copy Colby, not you.
Okay, so you're taking Minnesota 30-1.
Yeah.
All right. What else do you like?
And and Wisconsin.
Okay, that's what was confusing because you said I'm gonna copy Colby, right, and then you said right. Wisconsin.
I was wrong. My bad.
No, I was trying to write the
Pac-12, Oregon +250, Washington +350, USC, Arizona State +400, Utah 6-1, UCLA 12-1, and then a bunch of garbage teams. Washington State.
Whoa! My boss were 4-1 in the regular season.
Stanford
last year.
And California 50-1, Colorado and Oregon State 60-1. Buffs and Beavers right next to each other. That's a dangerous situation. Arizona 100-1. I mean, I think we all like Washington, right?
No,
yeah. I'm all in on Washington. Phil Steele has brainwashed me into believing Washington can pull this out. So yeah, give me Washington. Give me the Huskies. I know I'm a Wazoo guy and it's, you know,
you dub.
I'm really just want to be all in on Washington as well as Washington State,
no.
Mostly Washington, so I can get invited to sailgating. That's really the dream.
I think, yeah, it's tough to look towards the bottom of this conference. In my opinion, Colby's probably going to give you a reason to take the Colorado Buffaloes.
Well,
all over on UCLA.
Yeah. I mean, I'm wearing the UCLA sweatshirt. You know what I mean? How about those Bruins? But no, I think the play is actually Utah.
Really?
Utah +600. They get UCLA in Salt Lake City. Utah's money in Salt Lake City.
Yep.
They get Oregon in Salt Lake City. They get Arizona State in Salt Lake City. If Charlie Brewer transferring,
I do like Brewer.
Yeah.
From Baylor. College football.
Yeah. Yes.
Tournament fame.
So I like
the CFT.
I like Utah.
We expanded the playoff before even the committee considered.
We should send them our proposal.
Do you want to know how to run a college football tournament? We've figured it out.
All right, Utah and you know what? I was gonna go Washington with you guys, but that's no fun. Give me UCLA as the dog, +1200.
Yeah, I would say Washington from the north, so +350 is fine. And then I would say you can probably go Utah and UCLA. Just fade USC here, fade Arizona State as well. Yeah. Kind of crazy that they both in the south have longer odds.
I don't get it. Yeah,
because I mean, we see it now with one of the things we said with Nebraska is there's high dumpster fire potential.
Yes.
And if it starts early, it could go bad. Arizona State in a similar position. So we'll see how
USC
the season starts
too. Really? If USC loses to San Jose State this week, Clay Helton, out by the
Clay Helton seat is not hot at all. Right.
And reminder, we're going to be at the UCLA LSU game. So if you're in the area, hit us up or we're going to be posting up tailgating, giving out some lighters, pressing the flesh, saying what's up, cracking some cold ones.
Yeah.
Come for the lighters.
That was refreshing.
Come for the lighters. Stay for the pressing of flesh. All right. Are we done? Oh, we have the last major conference.
SEC. SEC.
The best, the granddaddy of them all. Alabama -160, Georgia +190, Texas A&M 12-1, Florida 18-1, LSU 25-1, Ole Miss 30-1, Missouri 40-1, Auburn 50-1, Kentucky 60-1. Wow, so many bad teams in this conference. Tennessee 100-1 with Mississippi State. Hail State. South Carolina 150-1.
Are you alluding to Mississippi State being bad? I dare you step on this program
to say these long odds. Arkansas and Vanderbilt 250-1. I don't think we've had a single conference with two teams that were 250-1.
The SEC East is garbage. SEC East is complete shit.
So this is impressive. We definitely didn't have a conference a division that had a team that was 60-1 to win their conference, 100-1, 150-1. And two 250-1 teams. That's embarrassing. That's pretty embarrassing from the East. Florida 18-1, the second favorite, next to Georgia. So what's to talk about here? Georgia wins.
I think your angle from a betting point of view is you go to the East, Georgia to win. Cause if you'll be in the SEC championship regardless.
What will be the spread of that game though? Why will Georgia be a 2-1 dog against Bama on a neutral site?
Is that a neutral site? It's Atlanta.
All right. So is Georgia going to be, I mean, I think it is. I think Alabama travels well enough.
They do. But I'm just saying it's right up the road for them. And then I think you stay in the East with your value play. And I think you go Missouri.
Plus also don't undersell the fact that SEC fans like Chick-fil-A. They will be selling Chick-fil-A on the Saturday of the SEC championship. So that could be the draw for the Alabama fans.
There you go.
Yeah. I think Florida is the, maybe has some dog potential there to win the East, but I mean, again, why not just Alabama to win the conference? I mean, you're getting it at a decent price. Why fuck around?
Because they're not going to win the conference this year.
You're Georgia.
Yeah,
you're crazy.
I'm on Georgia +190, and the dog is Missouri because someone's got to finish in second place in the East. You can beat up on the Vanderbilts. You can beat up on the South Carolinas. You can beat up on the Tennessees. Give me a Missouri +4,000. Yeah.
I mean, is there a chance A&M can do it? No, right?
I mean,
hard to do that.
They've got their ass kicked by Bama every time.
I'll go solo. Give me Georgia.
Alabama wins this every year.
Not every year. Auburn beat them 1 year and played it.
They very recently went to the playoff without even playing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So it's happened.
Same with Ohio State.
I mean, again, thunder and lightning. We watch college football, right?
We know who Bill Snyder is. Ooh.
Wow. Deep pull.
All right.
Let's talk prize picks. We're going to do a week one lineup here, putting it together. Three players over under, very easy to put together. And again, use that promo code SGP, 100% deposit match up to $100. Charlie Brewer, I'm on the over 225.5. Hank Bachmeyer, Boise State quarterback versus UCF. Very soft passing defense for UCF. I'm going, you could go yards, but I'm going to go over passing touchdowns at 1.5. And for my third play, I'm taking the under on Tanner Morgan interceptions at 0.5. Going up against Ohio State, but I think they play a clean game. I think, I don't think they let the, and they're at home. Mm. Big game. I don't know. I don't think he's going to be taking a ton of chances. So I like the under on interceptions for Tanner Morgan.
I like it. I like Colby? Those plays. I'm gonna ride the over train here. I'm gonna start off with Tanner Morgan over 185.5 passing yards. Guess what? Ohio State had the seventh worst defense in the pass defense in the country last year. Well, I think they might improve a little bit, but they're not going to improve overnight. Give me Tanner Morgan and this offense. It's a high powered offense, I think. And I think people think that Minnesota, because of their COVID issues last year, weren't very good. This seems legit. Tanner Morgan's going to be playing in the NFL. They have Ibrahim's going to be in the NFL. Some offensive linemen there are going to be in the NFL. So give me Morgan over 185.5. I'm with you on the Bachmeyer play, but I'm going to go with the yardage over 235.5. UCF's defense wasn't very good last year. Bachmeyer returns everybody with Boise. So give me over 235.5. And then I'm going to go to the Wednesday night game. Hayden Pittman, the tight end of UAB. He's really good. And 37.5 yards against Jacksonville State. Look,
that's a deep pull.
You got to go this because this one makes a lot of sense. UAB is probably going to start Tyler Johnson. He's not the most efficient down the field passer. He is a winner, though. That's why they go with them. They're run heavy.
So much.
They're
analysis.
Run heavy. So you go play action. Hayden Pittman's gonna slice up that Gamecock defense.
Kramer, what do you got?
No one wants that sliced up. All right. Dylan Gabriel over half interceptions. They throw the ball a zillion times a game.
60 attempts.
And they're playing Boise State.
Blue turf's confusing.
It's in Orlando.
It's at home. Yeah, yeah.
He'll be thinking the about the blue
film,
turf
from watching the game film.
Exactly. Yeah.
Lots of opportunity there. We're going to take Jaden Daniels under 62 and a half yards rushing. They're playing Southern Utah, who got the scouting report this summer. They look like hot trash. So I don't think he's going to need to run around all that much.
Well, that's a good angle.
And then I'm going to go last one. Chris Olave under 100.5 yards. The quarterback that will be throwing him the ball has never thrown the ball in a college football game, and they're playing Minnesota.
And they have a ton of great receivers, so spreading that ball out.
Just seemed odd that we're getting one of them. Obviously, he's the big name that's already sitting at 100.5 yards. So maybe this will be just like taking under 2.5 touchdowns for Devontae Smith in the national championship game, where you get crushed immediately. But for the record, Sean, I am the last time I wasn't really clear on this, but I am going to be playing the power play on this.
Yeah.
20 to win 100. Last I tried to play the flex play, which is you can still win if you hit 2 out of 3.
Yes.
But you win less on the 3 out of 3. I tried to play this with Terrell and Moonoff on the NFL preseason show, and they made fun of me. So I'm back to just only power plays. I understand that's not what I meant to represent. Not the brand.
You're correct.
Image.
$20 entry to win 45, and you only got to get 2 of the 3 right. Or the power play 3 out of 3, a $2 million entry would win you $10 million. Right.
Well, it's interesting because with the 2 out of 3, if you get 2 out of 3, you essentially get your money back plus a tiny bit. So you know, if you're a conservative fellow,
hedge fund.
They give you 2 pets. You are in control of your own destiny. All right, Sean.
Let's do it. Let's talk Heisman.
Heisman. All right. I mean, we had some tickets from earlier in the summer. Colby, a little bonus incentive program. I'm kind of sticking to there because it does seem hard to want to go anywhere else but the Oklahoma quarterback. You know they're going to be in that room at the end of the year. I think this team has as good a chance as ever to go undefeated, and that might be able to make up for the lack of overall just ridiculous stats. And so I'll go Spencer Rattler to start. And then I think I'm going to stick with if there's one quarterback that could just go batshit crazy and put up the numbers, it's Matt Corral. And that's, I don't want to steal your guy, but he's still at 35-1.
Incredible odds right there for a guy that, they draw Tennessee and Vandy from the East, right? That's a great passing afternoon on both those defenses. I think Heupel is going to make Tennessee's defense bad. Then they play Louisville out the gate. Their defense was trash last year. Austin Peay, he has a chance to really put some money numbers up. Yes, against Bama, that's the tough game, but he still put up great stats against Bama a season ago. So I don't think it's going to stop anytime soon. Jeff Lebby and that offense, that they're rolling. So I think that's your best
pop. And before you give out your Sean, hilarious note, two Ohio State quarterbacks are 40-1 or shorter odds to win the Heisman.
How does that happen? It's insane. You got to win the starting job first. That's crazy.
Because they know whoever wins the starting job is immediately just plugged in
right in there. I'm sticking with Sam Howell. I feel like I've given him out a couple times here. But 16-1, they're returning all 5 starters. I think they're going to be throwing a bunch. He's got a good touchdown to interception percentage and a nice jump in yards per attempt, which is something I like to track. Again, to me, yards per attempt is the best passing metric. So 8.6 freshman year up to 10.3 sophomore year. He just seems to be tracking ACC big name program, but really, they have, like, clearly North Carolina is pushing him as a Heisman candidate. So I think you kind of need that when you're actually trying to win these things, because guys can't
Well,
and so you kind of can't win it on their own.
You're basically saying that they're beating Virginia Tech this Friday, huh?
What better? But what better program and branding overall?
I'm not, do you not want, saying it.
But think about it, right? UNC. This is like the epicenter of the Jordan brand, much like Oregon has that
this
ability
is their
to push.
Chance.
And so the push could be real. And you know, I think the other reason you like it is this could be an undefeated team who only loses to Clemson in the conference final. Like that's
if he balls out, they go undefeated minus Clemson. I think he's really in the mix there.
But let's not forget what happened the last time. A NFL draft hopeful quarterbacking North Carolina came to face a Virginia Tech team. He got absolutely destroyed. His name was Mitchell Trubisky.
Oh, hey,
so let's
there we go.
He's not
there. Let's go. And shout out to the YouTube chat, youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast.
Got Buckeyes fans in here. We got Mississippi State fans in here.
Shout
we
out
got,
to D yeah. D Bettis, who don't shit on my Ohio State. Vatech is trash at best. Look, dude, you know I haven't donated to the program if you've been listening.
One and one in that home and away.
I like how they say trash at best.
What's below trash?
I don't know, but I just love. He's like, okay. Best case scenario, they're still fucking trash.
It's like a negotiating
shit below
tactic.
Trash.
So maybe. Corral is your kind of long shot. I mean, again, it's not going to hit, but I still want to put a little bit on Malik Willis just because he seems, if there's anyone that can kind of get a bump from social media and have these kind of wow plays, we've already seen it from him. He goes to Liberty, so I think it's going to hurt his chances, but
yeah.
Can we have a hot, is it too early for a hot take?
Hot.
We can save this for after he's drafted. Malik Willis will be a bust in the National Football
League. Wow. Why do you think that?
Because this is ridiculous. This is all off of one or two plays where they saw him break a tackle.
You know
against
he was at Auburn.
I understand.
He was legit. I think he's a stud.
I just think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. We watched him make a couple really athletic plays.
He's a good quarterback, man. He's a very good quarterback.
I'm a sucker for that, Ryan. Yeah.
What happens when the pendulum swings too hard, Sean? It hits a couple people in the face on the way back.
What is this pendulum you're speaking of?
just the universe.
Liberty wins the national championship.
Things tend to synchronize, you know.
All right, let's close it out with our college football playoff and national championship predictions. Before we get to that, I want to shout out Odds Crowd. Again, you guys remember Odds Crowd? They did our March Madness contest, of which I got second in, won $2,500. Oh. That could be you.
Contest.
There's over $30,000 in cash prizes up for grabs. They got season long, weekly contests, NFL, college football. You know we're going to be getting involved. The app is super easy to use. You can also use it for pick tracking. You can see who's dominating. It's very easy to use. So highly recommend it. And again, free entries to win money. What more do I have to explain to you guys?
Overlay alert.
And not just fantasy betting contests, also social app. You guys want to mix it up. They got a live group chat with other bettors tracking your bets. You can set up your own private contests. That is always nice to have around. Download the app for free or just head over to oddscrowd.com. Kramer, four teams make the college football playoff. Give me your four. In dramatic fashion.
From four to one. I think it might be more interesting to go from one to four. My number one seed, the Georgia Bulldogs.
Ooh.
My number two seed, Oklahoma.
Hmm. I like it.
No, they're my two seed. My three seed is going to be, I like this music, Clemson. And my four seed, the diabolical end to the college football playoff, Alabama somehow gets a rematch against Georgia after losing to them. This will outrage America. This will outrage Kobe Dant.
No, you have the same exact setup as me. So, I mean, it's pretty, this is why the playoff, the invitation is garbage.
What can we do? What else can we do? Get Ohio State in there. Let's hear what Sean has.
Okay. What I'm going to do here.
Oh, he's changing it up really quick. Colby and I, by the way, Thunder and Lightning, we see, have achieved synergy. Yeah.
You guys couldn't at least seed it different? Come on.
No, I mean, well, okay, here you go.
I'll put
Clemson and then I'll put Oakland.
Colby and I are lockstep. Don't fuck around.
Well, they're not going to put in, the only other one they'd put in is Ohio State. They're not going
to
put in.
Sean's about to make us proud here.
Washington.
So someone has to stand on the fiery island.
Number one seed, Alabama. Number two seed, Clemson, as expected. Number three seed, Texas A&M comes out of nowhere. And four seed, making a case for the Pac-12. Gave him out to make the college football playoff. Give me the Washington Huskies to get in.
There you go.
Oh my goodness.
How they did it before, right?
Over under a half review, one star review after this prediction. How many people are going to come at Sean?
Amount, right?
Sean's opinions don't reflect those of the Sports Gambling Podcast.
Wait, what did I do here? Oh wait, I can't have
you can't have Texas A&M and Alabama. You'd have to get Alabama out of there, or
I'm Texas A&M needs to be the number one seed. All right, that's insane. Then, all right, you know, fuck it. Texas A&M is the number one seed
But Sean, you picked Alabama to win the SEC.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know why I had Alabama or Texas A&M in there. All right, my third team,
like the sand through the hourglass.
You could go Georgia.
No, I'm going Florida because they have a chance to make to win the East. I gave that out. So give me Florida. That is my correct prediction.
So let's move on to the second round. I have, this is going to be really hot. I have Georgia beating Alabama and advancing to play Oklahoma in the national championship. Mm.
This is where we differ, friend. Because look, Georgia had to beat Bama to get in there. Twice in 2 weeks. Not going to happen. Bama beats Georgia, and then Oklahoma beats Clemson.
All right.
Okay. I have.
This might take Sean a moment.
No, I have Alabama beating Washington in a close game. I'll have Florida making it to the national championship.
All right. Oklahoma wins the national championship.
Alabama Lincoln
Riley gets it done. Finally, in a year that sees fresh quarterbacks at Clemson, Alabama and Ohio State, Lincoln Riley gets it done.
No, Alabama does.
Alabama wins. They beat Florida.
All right.
All right.
That was fun.
Yeah, I could have guessed.
If only
this,
there were more teams.
I could have guessed this. The first day after the last season ended, right?
That's amazing.
You didn't see my Washington.
Why did you preview all 130 teams, Colby? Right? If you knew how
should've
it was going to
previewed four, right? Next year I'll just preview four teams. All right, guys.
Yeah, new rule. Only one, four previews next year.
Maybe five with Ohio State.
All right, Sean. Closing people should subscribe to the YouTube channel.
To the YouTube so you can get involved in the chat and turn on the notifications because we will randomly be going live. And of course, we got some live shows coming from the WynnBET Blue Wire Studio in Wynn in Las Vegas for NFL Week One. Count you down there. Speaking of NFL Week One, get in your. Download the app so you're ready to go. You will be able to make your entries for the free shot to win $100,000 that is coming up very soon. So you don't want to miss that. Drop a rating and review. We just got a new winner of Merch Monday. So and maybe I'll just pull that up real quick here for a second. But again, nice chance to win some free SGP merch.
Yeah, it's about to be fall. It's getting cold out there.
It is getting a little chilly, and you know, maybe get a hoodie there. By far the most entertaining group of guys talking sports. I've been with these guys for it feels like a decade. Close. And he's right, 10-year anniversary coming up. It's evolved from a podcast feeling like talking to buddies to a real deal betting juggernaut. Ooh. My girl who hates sports even laughs in the background and also asks, how does Colby do so many of these? This review will get penetration.
Yeah, he's one of those guys who will get penetration.
Well, he does sports for a living.
Yeah, that's how. I do sports, baby. Sports. Yeah.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean Stacking the Money Green, and he is Ryan.
Sean, fucking football's back.
Kramer, let it ride.